Supreme Alliance Entertainment. Yo, it's your boy, Just. We back at it again, man. But this time, I got a special guest with me. As always, you know what I'm saying? A good brother. You know what I'm saying? There's so many things I can say about this brother. You know what I mean? He used to come down to Philly and holler at me, you know what I'm saying? The show's in Philly. All the way from Allentown, PA. Like, that was like a two-hour drive. He used to take come down there just to do a show. It only lasted like maybe an hour or two, you know what I mean? To drive all the way back to Allentown. So, kudos to that brother, my man right here doing that for me. We did that for a couple years down in Philly and shit. So,
yeah,
no introduction, man. It's my man Doomsday. You know what I mean? Straight from Allentown, PA. What's going on, guy? How are you today, bro?
Peace, family, everything. I'm feeling miraculous, man. Feel good, man. Being alive, man. These wicked days and times right now, it's just crazy out there. So being alive, every day is a holiday. You feel me?
Absolutely, because it is crazy out there, bro. Like this coronavirus, and you know what I mean, you know, black people getting lynched every time you turn around, some way, some fashion. You know what I mean?
We got a little bit of everything going against us, son. You know what I mean? So, you know, it's time to squad up now or never.
Speaking of squad up, good luck for the hoodie. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah, no doubt. Hope with their head squad. Appreciate the support, man. We got to support each other, man. A lot more.
This shit nice too, bro. Like we just talking about, you know what I'm saying, how we got this done. That you told me you got some stuff done overseas. You know what I mean? You know, which was probably good for you for us price wise, but you saying the time wise was like
you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to spark up my entrepreneurship, man. You know what I'm saying? And do a lot of overseas business, you know what I'm saying? Because that's our money stretched long over there. You know what I'm saying?
$1
here might be 20 over there. So, you know what I'm saying? We got to take our investments and put our money into something over there. You know what I'm saying? But, I was working with a cat from over there in Bangladesh, you know what I'm saying? Good Muslim brother. And, he makes some good quality gear and all that. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to my brother, Muhammad. You know what I'm saying? It's just, you know, like I said, man, promptness, man, it's prompt time. It's not up to par. So, you know, I can understand, you know, I understand it's overseas, so it takes a little more time. But, you know, with the COVID too, they was slowing down the mailing process and everything. You know what I mean?
Right.
So it'll be on hold. My gear be on hold for months. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, damn, man. So it's messing up my paper. So, you know,
right, yeah, money invested in everything. You got money invested in it. You're waiting to get that money, to recoup that money back. Mm-hmm. You just sit there like, fuck my shit at? Like,
you know, cash putting in orders. I gotta tell them to wait a half a year and shit before they get it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. We ain't messing with dooms no more. We kind of move and shit. I can't go out like that, son.
That's bad business. So, matter of fact, so if you want t-shirts from over there, you got to put the order for t-shirts now. That way you have them by the summertime.
Sure. Amazing. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, I got the hoodies right now. You know, it's winter war season right now. So it's time to get the hoodies and sweaters moving. So anybody want to come, interested in grabbing the off with his squad hoodies, you know what I mean? We got multiple colors. My man's rocking them right now. Y'all see it? Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Come get fresh to death and shit. I got the new joints too, the Comet edition with the King Tut head and all that. You know what I mean? Okay. Yeah. So
I see you got your little logo on the label too in the back.
Oh yes, I ain't fucking him, man. You ain't gonna see yo son, you ain't gonna see Doomsday with Fruit of the Loom on the back, son.
Make it official. Okay.
Yeah, it's gotta be official.
When my son was checking it out, I said, he got the label in the back. Okay, all right.
I had to get the stitch in the label. All that done up, you know what I'm saying? Cause I say if I'm gonna do it, I gotta do it right. You know what I mean?
So this hoodie I got on actually came from overseas.
Yeah, what is bond?
Yeah, because material feels different. Like you tell the difference in the cotton. You know what I'm saying, the cotton feel. It don't feel like something that was made over here. You know what
right,
I mean?
Right. Yeah.
It feels good. More. You know what I mean? It's nice. You know what I mean? Nice size.
You can tell. You know, it's good quality. You know what I mean? And that's the crazy thing. Like his quality is marvel. So you know what I'm saying? If he could perfect that promptness, we be good money, man. Hold up. You know, but I got the Scullies too. I got the Scullies. Oh, let me see what I got on deck. Hold on.
Yeah. Pull that stuff out. You know, that's how we do it. Radio, man. My man Doomsday. Take the head off squad gear. You know what I mean? Make sure y'all tune in. Hit him up. Be on Facebook, Instagram. You know what I'm saying? Hit him up. He got it for y'all.
So you know, we got the beanies. We got the beanies right now. You know what I'm saying? Like, Money Green joints.
Okay.
All stitching, all embroidered. You feel me?
These came from overseas?
All this. You know what I'm saying? This is a new Comet, the Comet edition. It's the last bundle that I got right here. Ooh.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Say True Kings on it. You know what I'm saying? We got that. We got the all red joint. You know what I'm saying? Off of these squad hoodies. And also, too, I got something for the Queens, too. You know what I mean? The Doom Daisy shit.
Doom Daisies.
Doom Daisies. Word up. I got the leggings. I got the leggings for them. And you know, the V-neck cut-off sleeve shirts. You know what I'm saying? Make sure they eat good money, too. You know what I mean?
I had to definitely order one for my wife, man, because she's getting on me already. Like, about she seen the hoodie, said, "Why didn't you order me a hoodie?"
I said, "You don't know." Yeah, you know you gotta do something. You know what I mean?
You don't know what to say. She's like, "Why I ain't order your hoodie?" But I'm definitely get one of those lady joints for her.
That'd be a good gift for her. You know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely. So we'll talk about that. Real quick, I want to go to your name. I'm saying, how you come up with the name Doomsday?
Well, Doomsday. The DOOM stands for Destroyer of Oppressed Minds. That's the whole thing with the DOOM. You know what I mean? A lot of heads would always ask, "Oh, you screaming DOOM? We know it's for Doomsday, but the meaning is Destroyer of Oppressed Minds." You know what I mean? The Headless Horseman, more or less, was just, you know, anytime I touch the mic, I make sure I come for the heads. You know what I mean? So like, when I touch that shit, they say I'll be none after me. You know what I'm saying?
No doubt. Cause you've been, how long you been rapping now? How many years you been rapping now?
Man, God. Man, for eons, centuries, man.
That would feel like, right? Forever.
Yeah, before time was considered time, you know what I mean? Yeah, man. But man, I mean, physically, since I was like knowledge equality, you know what I mean? Like 16.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? That's when I probably start really taking this shit serious and writing. Like, don't get it wrong. Like, I've been spitting since, like, knowledge, understanding, like, 13, God. Like, you know, I was in Now Wild around that time up in Strong Island. You know what I'm saying? Me and my comrades, you know, we'd be blowing down some L's or whatever, skipping school and shit like that. And we'd be hot, we'd be over there behind, because they grocery store, they used to have the wall bomb joints. So we used to be spitting in the alley and shit, just having ciphers. You feel me?
Mm.
But then a little bit later, you know, I start writing. You know what I'm saying? Cats like, "Yo, you should take it a little more serious." You know, start recording and shit. So I start writing, and like the first time I actually got into the stool, it's probably like I was like I said, about 16. You know what I mean?
Okay, and you've been rocking hard ever since, because I know you got.
World is born ever since.
Several projects out. You know what I'm saying? Like, how many joints you dropped so far?
Shit, God, man. It's crazy joints, man. I'm going to say probably, like, all together, like, four or five whole, like, album between albums and mixtapes. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? Usually I put, like, 14 joints on there at least. You know what I mean? Give the people, you know what I'm saying? You know, they money. Money's worth.
Yeah. Hell yeah. So, speaking of, because you got a project out now. That you about to drop, or you know, actually has been released already, right?
Yeah,
new project.
Yeah, yeah. The single, I got the single moving right now, God, called Master the Art, featuring the homie Four Rods from ATL. You know what I'm saying? He, for those who might not know him, you know what I'm saying? He was rocking with Disturbing the Peace. That's Ludacris's homie.
Yeah, yeah. Disturbing the Peace. That's his. That was his label.
Yeah. So you know, back grew up. Yeah, he grew up with from what he told me and what I seen, you know what I mean? He grew up with Luda and shit, like, since they was, like, knee-high and shit, you know what I mean?
Mm.
But I squatted up with him and reached out to him and shit, because at first I didn't even know who he was. Like, I didn't remember who he was, you feel me?
Right.
So my man said, hit me, and was like, yo, Dooms, yo, you gotta holler at 4 Eyes, Sons of Beasts. And I was like, who? I was like, who the fuck is 4 Eyes, kid? You know what I'm saying? I don't know who the fuck you know, much respect to the God and shit, you know what I mean? But I didn't remember. So when I went to his page, well, I went to his son IG page, then he got mega freestyle. You know, son got like 2,000 freestyles on there.
Oh shit. All right, I gotta check that out, definitely.
Yeah, so when I seen him, then I was like, yo, he looked familiar. But then I found out he was with Disturbing the Peace, because back in the day he's rocking the board, he got dreads now. So long story short, God, I was like, all right, yeah, he nice. So I hit him up, chopped it up, built with him a little bit. I said, yo, God, I got this ill-ass beat. I know you can body this shit. And I said, I'm send it out to you if you're feeling it. You know what I'm saying? We'll make it happen. You know what I'm saying? So I sent it to him. He's feeling it. So I say, boom. So from there, God, we created that master of art, masterpiece. What I wanted to do is incorporate the 5 elements of hip-hop all into one joint. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And so, you know, you'll hear the scratching in there and shit cutting up through the hook. And then, you know, with the video, I end up flying down to ATL for the video and shit like that, you know what I'm saying? And linking up with him down there for the shoot. And, you know, I took the DJ. I got the DJ in there. I got the graffiti artist shit. You know what I'm saying? I got the B-boy in there, God. The MC in. Then the knowledge. You know, the knowledge just come with it in the rhymes already. You feel me?
Already. Hell yeah.
So it's gonna, everybody gonna feel that energy, God, when they hear this shit, man. When they a lot of heads heard it, but when they actually catch that visualization of seeing it, they're gonna feel that energy 10 times more. You feel me?
The single's out now, right now, but the video's not released yet, right?
Yeah, true. Yeah, the single's out right now. It's on you know, all the digi platforms, iTunes, Apple Music, Deezer,
Spotify,
all that, God, Spotify, you know what I'm saying? The vid right now is getting chopped up and edited. So I'm gonna say more or less, maybe like a week and a half, 2 weeks, we'll be ready to push that shit and blast off. You know what I mean?
I need that, bro. You gotta definitely send me that. You know what I mean? I heard the track. Dope as hell. The track, you send the tracks to me. And I was like, all right, he got something right here. You know what I mean? Definitely got something right here. So I can't wait to see that video.
Yeah, God. I'm gonna go into the joint real quick, like part of self. Matter of fact, when you go into the track, then I'm gonna go into the shit and hit some heads up and link on, man. Anybody out there tuning in right now, hit the link, you know what I'm saying, in a minute. And if you got any questions or whatever, you know what I'm saying, come build with the God, man. Come build with us and shit, you know what I mean?
We put some hip-hop. You on live with us. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Just for a couple questions, or you can hit the you can chat with us, you know what I'm saying, on the Facebook. We come up on our platform here. We can chat with y'all. If you got any questions, definitely hit us up.
You hit me with that link, God, right?
You got it. The first bond, you got it. You know what I mean? So the single's out now. The video will be out in 2 weeks. When does the full project, y'all? What's the name of the full project?
Yeah. Well, I ain't really put the joints together to do like a whole album. I'm just more or less just pushing out singles right now. You feel me?
Okay. All right, so you're putting out one at a time right now.
Yeah, because how I see it, man, I used to do that, you know, push out an album with, you know, 14, 15 jewels on it. And, you know, cats can tune in and get it and all that, and show support. But right now, it's like, I want everybody to soak it in. Like, you give someone an album, sometimes it's almost like giving a whole steak to a baby. You know what I mean?
Right.
They're going to taste a little bit, but they ain't going to digest it properly.
Right. Because, like, before, back in the day, we used to listen to CDs from beginning to end. Now, I mean, people attention span that long no more.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? So, getting that singles. So that's what the phase of hip-hop is at right now. Yeah. A lot of singles are being pushed. You know what I mean? Because with the streaming and all that. You know what I mean? So it's good to just put out, you know, them singles, you know what I mean? You know, every couple of months, whatever, just say, make sure you stay relevant along with the video. Plus, it's good because people used to put out 4 projects, maybe only 2 or 3 videos. But by you doing the singles every month or two, you can put out a video along with the single for every joint that you put out. You know what I mean? So you want that visual as well.
Word up. You know what I mean? Exactly. And some of the joints too, God, that I had did previously that's on the digi platforms like Spotify and iTunes and all that too. Some of the collabs I had with the homie Head Ice, you know what I'm saying, up there in Harlem. You know, peace to Head Ice, man. You know, battle champ, you know what I'm saying? He a beast, you know what I'm saying? A lot of heads know who Head Ice is and shit. But we squared it up, but you know, I pushed that Jew out probably like a little minute ago. But I'm gonna end up still backtracking and doing videos for him, you know what I'm saying? Because absolutely. I feel like, you know, a lot of people seen him, but I wanted, like I said, I want the masses to really see and absorb my collective work, you know what I mean? And by doing the visuals and the videos for them, will allow it to soak in a lot more and say like, damn, you know, this cat's, you know, his lyricism is superb, you know what I mean? And that's what I want to give him, this real artwork, man.
Absolutely. So speaking of, you know, I mean, hip hop nowadays, like, how do you feel about what hip hop is now compared to what it was back in the early 2000s, the 90s, you know what I mean, in the 80s and stuff?
Yeah. I mean, shit, man. You know, I mean, right now, I mean, don't get it twisted. There's a lot of ill artists right now, right?
Yeah, it is.
It's a lot. It's just a new vibe, man. You know, I mean, it's still boom bap around. It, boom bap ain't never gonna go nowhere. You feel me? That raw shit ain't never gonna go nowhere because that's the foundation of hip hop is the streets and just that raw material and that raw elements that's part of hip hop. So that's never gonna go nowhere. You feel me? But
yeah,
like right now it's a different vibe. You know what I'm saying? You know, they went from the mumble shit, you know what I mean? And it's still rocking with that mumble shit, but, you know, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? But a lot of cats, you know, to each his own, you know what I'm saying? But that's what makes hip-hop, different flavors. It's like a whole stew, man, when you start adding potatoes and, you know, corn and carrots in there, you know what I'm saying? That's what makes the whole stew good, you know what I'm saying?
That's what keeps it alive, you know what I'm saying? Hip-hop goes through phases, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, hip-hop is... It's for the youth. I can say it's not only for the youth, but it comes from the youth. You know what I mean? Yeah. So you take it like when, you know, how it was in the 70s when Grandmaster Flash and them was out. You know what I mean? And then bring it to the 80s when Curtis Blow and Run DMC, you know what I'm saying, was on the scene. And then to the 90s, you know, with Biggie, Wu-Tang, and Jay-Z. You know what I mean? So it goes through phases. You know what I'm saying? Hip-hop goes through phases, definitely. But like I said, the origin never changes. You know what I'm saying? The originality never changes. It's still going to be hip-hop. You know what I mean? Like we said, that boom bap is never going to go anywhere. Like, that boom bap is there forever. You know what I mean? So, okay. How's the hip-hop culture over in Allentown where you at? Like, how's it presented over there in PA where you at?
Man, there's a lot of ill artists out here, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's a lot of MCs out here that don't really get seen as much, except maybe a few of them. You know what I mean? A handful that's really expanding out and really manifesting, you know, what they're trying to accomplish and all that. But I feel like it's almost like an oversaturation, you know what I mean? But I feel like that's how this whole game is right now. It's like oversaturated with just rappers, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's rappers and then you got artists, you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Like, I feel like this, God, like, you know what I mean? Anybody can really rap, put words together that rhyme and shit. Like, you know, a 5-year-old can do that. You know, my little seeds can do that. You know what I'm saying? Put words together that rhyme. But to, like, the artistry right. of it, or the artistry of it, not too many people can do it. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know,
the MC, the master of ceremony. You know what I'm saying? There's a difference between an MC and a rapper. You know right. what I mean? You know, you got the MC that controls the whole aspect of the music itself. You know what I'm saying? You know, Bring the people out, you know what I'm saying? Control the crowd, you know what I'm saying? Then you got a rapper, you know, they can just put words together and spit, like, you know what I mean? But it's very rare. I can say rare, but nowadays you don't find a combination of you know what I'm saying, of the two. Like, you know, in the 90s, we had Jay-Z, Biggie, you know what I'm saying? There was MCs, there was rappers, but it was MCs. Wu-Tang, you know what I'm saying? It was a clan of rappers, but it was the MCs. You know what I mean? It was able to control the crowd, you know what I'm saying? The ceremony, DMX. He's a rapper, like, he's dope ass, he can spit, but he's an MC. Like, you see that nigga perform, it's a whole different thing. Right. You know what I mean, besides him just rapping. You know what I mean? And that's one thing I loved about you, because when you came out to the shows in Philly, so you put it on the show. You know what I mean? Well, you actually put the shit together, put the shit together. A lot of artists ain't doing that no more. You know what I mean? They just sitting there and you know, they they just spitting shit on stage. Like it's crazy. Like me personally, like I don't listen to a lot of the new hip hop. You know what I'm saying? My son might play some shit. I might like bob my head to. You know what I mean? Now every now and then, but you know most of that shit. You know what I mean? I'm like, yo, throw that shit out the window. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I feel you on that, God. Like,
I think the underground and talk to artists like yourself because y'all bring that real hip hop, that boom bap shit. You know what I mean?
Whoa. And like, you know what I'm saying? It, you know, different strokes for different folks. You know what I mean? You know, somebody might like trap, somebody might not like boom bap. You know what I'm saying? Some, you know, they might like some other shit, some drill shit. So, you know, hip hop brings all that to the table. You know, it really depends on the listener's preference of what they like. You know what I'm saying?
So I got another question real quick. How do you feel about, what you think about like all these MCs getting murdered nowadays, bro? Like anytime I turn around in the news, another rapper getting shot and killed. Like is the rap game that dangerous where motherfuckers got to lose their lives in order to be a rapper? You think it's got to be that dangerous?
Yeah, man, that's crazy, God, that you said it. Cause right when we got done shooting the film, the video for Master of the Art down at ATL, you know, shout out to my homie and comrade, Angel Hitman, Vision Spirits Films, you know what I mean? He shot the video for me. Dope videographer. So make sure y'all out there check him out, Vision Spirit Films. But yeah, we was down there. Once we got done, we came back up. And the crazy shit is that then when we come back up, then I heard King Von, and he got bodied.
Yeah, King Von, yeah.
Yeah, he got killed. Young boy got killed down there. You know what I'm saying? And it's crazy. Some we had just left him down there. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, there's just a lot of shit going on, son. You know what I'm saying? If it's not our people's getting shot by the cops, it's you know, our own people ignorance and we getting killed by our own peoples. You know what I mean? If it ain't that, then we got to worry about these engineered viruses that they tamping with in these laboratories, because when they do that, they releasing it on us first. We the first people that they release that.
Exactly. Shit.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like we got multiple things coming at us in all types of different directions. And, you know, we got to just try, you know, we survivalists, you know what I'm saying? We not going nowhere. We built for this. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. The original shall be first, shall be last. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Word is born. And then, you know, for cats to be shoot each other over nonsense, man, it's ridiculous, man. Like I said, they build powers. They, you know, they mentally blind, deaf, and dumb, and they don't see what they doing to our own culture, man. And, you know, that's what all these white so-called supremacists, they thrive off of that shit. Like, yo, we was gonna put some guns in the hood, let them get drunk. I remember seeing this one Grand Wizard cat, this Ku Klux Klan cat, was talking about what they usually do is go down into the communities, whether it be Chirac, Detroit or whatever, that they'll go down with truckloads of guns, drop the guns down in the middle of the neighborhoods with some alcohol, some liquor and shit, and just dump that shit off and haul ass, because they know that our people's gonna sip on and shit, wild the fuck out, and then, you know, off each other. So they don't gotta do nothing. You feel me?
Yeah, yeah. And they, like, you know, put on. It was crazy you said that, because they was doing the same thing doing when all the riots was going on and everything. Like, motherfucking white people come in the hood, dropping off, damn it, bricks and shit.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Bust out the window. Like, what type of shit is that? They called a couple of them, like, yo, what the fuck y'all doing out here? Dropping off bricks, you know what I'm saying? So people can start busting out windows and shit. And they haul ass, so they won't get the blame for the shit. You know what I mean? That shit was crazy as hell. You know what I mean? Like, I read that shit in the news, like, damn, everything.
I know exactly what you're talking about, too. Yeah, they was dropping off, like, they dropping truckloads of bricks in the hood. Like,
yeah, right.
Like, yo, son, that shit looked like the Mario Brother game. Like, they dropping off bricks like Mario and shit. Like, what the fuck part of the game is this, son? And what's crazy is that yeah. our peoples would feed into that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Especially younger people, don't they? They like look at it, oh well, they feed right into that shit and start running with it. Like, nah, man, we have to think better than that. You know what I'm saying? Like a lot of these businesses, you know what I'm saying? They may not be owned by us, but we do have a few that is owned by us, but it's still this is shit that we need in the hood. Like, come on, man. Like, how you gonna burn down our only grocery store? Shit like that.
Right.
You know
right.
what I'm saying? It's bad enough we gotta go out to the town as it is to go shopping and all that. You know what I mean? You know, but it's just crazy, man. It's crazy.
The thing is, God, man, it is crazy, man. It's like we gotta start wising up. And that it took a minute before when we was out there, we seen all these divine evils was the ones actually breaking, sparking the shit up, lighting the fires. You know what I'm saying? And then we start catching on, and we was like, "Oh shit, okay, they on some funny, they on some real, strategizing shit." You feel me? That's the thing. We gotta start strategizing and see beyond all this shit, God. This is a psychological war. You understand what I'm saying? This is psychological warfare. It goes beyond just, you know, the cops shooting us physically and bodying us. They've been the psychological warfare been in existence for a very long time. And that and truthfully, that's more dangerous than them killing us with their guns.
They started messing our heads up back in slavery. Like psychologically, because they took our name from us, they took our culture from us, you know what I'm saying? So psychologically they try to change it, turn us into animals, you know what I'm saying, by taking everything from us to starting way back in slavery. I mean, and now that it's not physical slavery anymore, you know what I'm saying, it's more of a mental slavery. So, but that's such a psychological warfare has been practiced ever since then. You know what I'm saying, they still doing it. People just not realize like that's the same shit. You know what I mean, it's the same shit. Like my cousin asked about to do a track called Chain Gang. You know what I mean, it's basically he's talking about the mental slavery that we're dealing with right now. Yeah. You know what I'm saying, it's gonna be a dope project. Shout out to my cousin Mike, because like you know, we gotta start being more aware, man. Like people say they're aware, they say they see the shit, but they act like they, you know what I'm saying, either they act like they don't, or they don't do anything about it, they don't talk about it or nothing. You know what I'm saying, like wow. We gotta make some moves, man. We really gotta make some moves. Like it's still possible to have a Black Wall Street. You know what I'm saying? It's still possible to do that type of shit. You know what I mean? We just gotta come together as a people. That's the problem. Like they divide us so much. You know what I mean? We hate each other so much, we can't come together.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's the thing. You know, this whole psychological warfare, man, it's a danger, more dangerous than guns, man, because it lasts longer. You know what I mean? If they could get into our heads.
Absolutely.
If they could get into our heads and, you know, change the way how we think of ourselves, change the way that we perceive you know, our communities, the way that we teach our babies, you know what I'm saying? If they can tamper with that, that shit will pass down from generation to generation and destroy us. But now we starting to pick up a lot more and saying, yo, you know, this is the type of game that they playing, you know what I'm saying? So we got to be the masters of ourselves and the masters of our way of thinking. You know what I'm saying? That's see, everything in this universe and in this reality, God, is all mental. You know what I'm saying? It's all mental and it's all conscious energy. You feel me?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You said it right.
You know what I mean? We have to take, we have to be aware and conscious of what we're doing and what we're saying, how we, you know what I'm saying, how we're teaching our kids, because that psychological warfare is being passed down from generation to generation. You know what I'm saying? It lasts for generations. Like, bro, it's been over 400 years now. You know what I mean? We shouldn't be going through the same shit we was going through when we were slaves. You know what I'm saying? Whoa. We shouldn't be confused about who we are. We are kings and queens. You know what I'm saying? Like, people, we are kings and queens. Like, bro, this is our planet. You know what I'm saying? Whoa. This is our realm. And we need to treat it as such.
But, born.
You know,
that's what I'm saying. Like
within time, things get better.
Yeah, God, like this whole thing, man, it's it's a big game that is being played with us, you know what I'm saying? And it's like that we the pawns, if we allow them to have us like that, you know what I'm saying? But we can no longer be pawns to this game that they designed for us, whether it be religion, politics, you know, health, you know, it's all a game. It's strategically put together, and it's been done like that for centuries and centuries ago. And, you know, we got to break out of it. You know what I'm saying? And the first way to do that, it has to start with ourselves. You know what I'm saying? It has to start with the way that we think, you know what I'm saying? Because like I said, everything is conscious energy around us, that, you know, this whole reality is conscious energy. It's in the mind. You know what I'm saying? So the first thing that we have to do, it starts with us. And we have, you know, like they said, that a lot of people are familiar with the statement, as a man thinks, a man is, you know, as you think, that's how you are. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, you create your own reality. You know what I'm saying? And these divine evils, and these so-called powers to be, knew the science of that. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, but we're the creators of that science. So, you know, we just, you know, our people's just lost the how to utilize that science, you know, to our benefit. But now it's time to, you know, that's why my music, God, like, I use that as a tool to build with our peoples and build with the babies to say, like, yo, you have this power within you, that power of that consciousness is of you. You are of it. You know what I'm saying? You are the true living. Like, you are the true and living. So you have this energy that can be reactivated. You know what I'm saying? Per se. You can reactivate this conscious energy that they kept you blinded to. You know what I'm saying? Whether it be, you know, this bullshit that they show you on TV, they program you to think a certain way. They teach our babies to think a certain way since, you know, the school system. You know, we got to break them out of that. So we got to reprogram them. And I use hip hop to do the reprogramming so we can get our minds right. You feel me?
Exactly, because that's what we need. Because when you listen to the radio, bro, I don't hear none. I don't know if you hear any. I don't hear no conscious music on the radio at all anymore. You know, not no conscious hip hop anyway. You know what I mean? So because they're all through programs. Same thing with TV. Like, bro, like in my lifetime, I've been here a little bit more than 40 years. And I'm saying I've never seen as much homo sexual activity on TV as it is now. Now, I mean, when I was growing up, I'm saying, you know, not saying Twitch is on. Like, whatever that nigga do is what we do, or her, whatever, you know what I'm saying, whichever it is. But when we was growing up, you barely even seen that stuff on TV, man. You barely seen two people kissing on TV, especially if it wasn't cable. But now, you got them in any channel now, it's so much homosexuality going on.
They push it crazy. Word up. Yeah. I feel you, God. I feel you on that. Like, right now, they pushing it real hard on the seeds. You know what I'm saying? And it's crazy, man. Everywhere you go, you see, you know, like you know, everybody got their own free will to do as they will. And, you know, if that's their type of lifestyle, then that's their path that they chose and whatever. But they push it. They push it now on the babies. You know, it's in the cartoons, it's in magazines, it's in the social media, you know, whether it be two females or two dudes, you know, doing some more other shit, you know what I'm saying? You know, if that's a person, if that's an individual's lifestyle and they want to choose that path, then so be it. But don't push that onto the minds that are just developing. Developing the seeds, you feel me?
They minds is a sponge, so they see that shit, they absorb it. You know what I mean? And exactly. You know, that's the right way of life is wrong. You know what I'm saying, forcing that shit on the, but you know, that's why, that's what's all about change. Like, that's why we got to continue doing the things that we do. As far as, you know, so what you do with your music, as far as what I do with these interviews and talk the real shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We gotta do that. Because we gotta constantly put out the truth, man. Because the truth,
it's, you know, shit be hitting to anyone. Yeah, it's crazy, God. Because like now in the industry, you feel me? These big execs and all that, you know, they telling these new artists that they getting, under their wings, like, yo, you gotta do this to stand out now. You got to put a skirt on to stand out. You gotta carry around a purse, a man purse, and all that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, hip hop was never about that. You know what I'm saying? Hip hop was never about that, man. You know what I'm saying? So it's like they bringing something different. They telling these new artists, and they so hungry. These artists are so hungry, like they want to get on so bad and get out the hood so bad. They willing to do anything possible to get that guap. Anything.
Which is crazy. It's crazy, you know? Man. And unfortunately, that's the way they got our people thinking now. You gotta do anything to get out. You know, get out of the situation that you're in. It's a limit to everything, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? There's ways to get out of the situation. You gotta make a way. You know what I'm saying? You don't have to allow these people to force this stuff on you in order to get out of the situation. Nah, you gotta make a way. You gotta hustle. You gotta keep pushing. You gotta build. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Keep out there that positive energy like we do. Make sure, you know what I'm saying, get our seeds a better chance. You know what I'm saying? Than they getting that.
Yeah, son. Like, we gotta. That's what I'm saying, man. That's why they call. You know what I mean? Like, I'm coming for heads, son. Like, everything that I do and everything that I write, son, I'm gonna make sure that there's a jewel in off with their head squad. You already know. Make sure y'all come scream at me, man, for the off of their head squad hoodies, man. You know what I'm saying? It's more than just. It's more than rap. It's more than rap, man. It's about building. It's about, you know, changing the way that our peoples think through the art of hip hop. You know what I'm saying? And that's why they scared to have, you know, that's why they scared to have cats like me on the radio, on mainstream radio and shit, because they know I'm gonna give it to them. I'm gonna give them the raw. I'm gonna give them the truth. You know what I'm saying? I don't care about that fucking paper. I don't care about no contracts or none of that shit. You know what I'm saying? So cats like me, they scared to sign me, son, because, you know, I'm gonna pump that fear into their hearts. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. And that's why I got this platform for artists like you. You know what I'm saying? They get the opportunity to speak and play their music because the mainstream ain't doing it. You know what I'm saying? That's why I build these platforms for artists like yourself. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
So well, I appreciate that.
Like I said, we're gonna get into a couple of those tracks, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Let people hear what you got going on. The single's out now, right? It's called Master the Art.
Yeah, single's out now, Master the Art, on all digital platforms, Spotify. You know, download, stream it, share it. You know what I'm saying? Salute to the God for Rise. Salute to Vision Spirit Films, you know what I mean, for shooting the video. Make sure y'all go cop that, Master the Art. That's the new single right now.
And the video should be out about 2 weeks. The video should be out in about 2 weeks, right?
About 2 weeks. Make sure y'all subscribe to my channel, get the notifications, so when it does come, y'all get the first heads up. You know what I'm saying? It's youtube.com, Doomsday 100. Dooms with a Z, Doomsday 100. Make sure y'all subscribe.
I don't know, Dooms with a Z, not an S, with a Z. Zigzag zig, nigga.
Word up.
Let them know what other platforms they can find you on, God. Let them know what other platforms they can find you on.
Oh, man, I'm on all of them, my J shit, man. I'm on Twitter at Doomsday7. You know what I'm saying? Facebook, you know what I'm saying? Doomsday 100. You know what I'm saying? IG, y'all can make sure y'all follow me on IG. You know what I mean? Support the movement, Doomsday7. You know what I'm saying? Make sure y'all definitely, you know, I'm always coming with some new content. So make sure y'all rock with me, man. I'm going to give y'all that raw hip hop. And I'm doing this shit for y'all out here. I'm doing this shit for our peoples. And, man, yo, man, I got so much shit in store. Y'all don't even know. So for 2021, this shit about to get real, really deadly, son. You know what I'm saying? I got a whole bunch of other collabs coming up that's already done. You know, I don't really want to give it away too much, but you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I got another joint coming up. It's already laced up with the homie Grav from Black Hand, you know what I'm saying? From Queens.
Okay. And then best believe Supreme Alliance Radio gonna have it first. You know what I mean? We'll have it first. There's all the exclusive stuff coming through us first. Yeah, I mean. Bro, I'm thank you for coming on, man. I appreciate you, man. You know what I mean? Like you said, you've been rocking with me for years now. And, Damn near 10 years almost. Shit.
Yeah, man. Been like a decade, my G. We gonna try to make a century, yeah. Man. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. Absolutely. Absolutely. But like I said, bro, just keep doing what you're doing, man. I got one last thing about the ladies joint, because my wife, you know what I'm saying? She won't kill me if I don't get something for it, you know what I mean? So I got to reach out to you like that.
Yeah, make sure y'all scream.
Everybody that's listening, tuning in, hit my man Doomsday up. Huh?
Yeah, I'm sure I'm gonna let them know where they can get the gear from too. Hold up.
Let them know. You know what I'm saying? That's how we do the things, man.
Got the online store and everything moving, man. We got to do it real official for 2021. You know what I mean? So, yeah, dday100gear.onlineweb.shop. You know what I'm saying? They can go right on today. That's my online store. And, you know, whatever y'all feeling out there, just click it, you know, put it in the cart, just like how y'all do Amazon and all that. And, you know, so I'll get that gear out for y'all.
Make sure you put that in the comments, bro. So they can find it. Put it in the comments on this interview, so they can find that.
Make sure everybody out there stay tuned in. Supreme Alliance Radio, my man Just King Justice, my brother. You know what I'm saying? Yo, infinite love, yo. Real talk. And make sure y'all tune into. We got like 5 jewels. Yeah, God. Wait, how many jewels you got there that I sent over?
I got like about five or six of them. Yeah, okay. They bangers too. So make sure they'll get a taste of all that. They'll get a taste of all that. Believe that.
Hell yeah.
Gotta give them that gumbo. We're gonna have to definitely bring you back in the new year when you listen to other joints. You know what I'm saying? Let the people know what you got going on still. So this is gonna be a continuation of what we're doing right now. You know what I mean? And we're gonna build some more about some events, you know what I'm saying? So all this COVID shit clear up, you know what I'm saying? Get some events together and start doing some more shit, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Let me wait before we get out of here, God. You know, I just want to say this to the peoples out there that's listening, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, we face with a lot of wickedness out there right now, you know what I'm saying? And our whole lifestyle in the way that humanity used to live is no longer gonna be. You know what I'm saying? This is a whole nother way of life that we have to adapt to. You know what I'm saying? Take care of yourself, but it all starts here first. It all starts here in the mind first. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Don't let them take control of here. You know what I'm saying? That's where the true power is at. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, it's time to squad up, put the guns down. If we gonna aim the guns, make sure we aim them in the right direction. You know what I'm saying? It's time.
Absolutely.
You know, rather, if you blood, you cuz, you know, you loke, you know, you Latin King, Nietas, or whatever you repping, you know, it's time to come together and really do something positive for our peoples in the community. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, at one point in time, you know, the Bloods in the Crips, you know, they was for the community. That's how we got to get back to it like that. So no matter what y'all repping, it's time to squad up, man. It's time to squad up. You know, take care of yourselves mentally, physically, spiritually. You know what I'm saying? Eat the right foods, man. You know what I'm saying? Put down that swine, put down them bogeys or whatever, and live good, man. Live great.
Absolutely. Yo, Dooms, man. Thanks again, man. I appreciate you, bro. I'm going to holler at you, man. We'll definitely link up, all right?
Much respect. All right, peace. All right, be safe, man. All right, peace.
Supreme Alliance Radio, man. And this is how we do it. That was my man Doomsday. Shout out to him. You know what I mean? So about to get into a couple joints that he sent over to me. About to rock out for a little bit. So y'all stay tuned. It's your boy Just, Supreme Alliance Radio, and I'm out.